This is also a Military Appreciation Month, Memorial Day coming upon us, also a day to wear the poppy. You might see people wearing that red poppy. And what's it all about? We have someone who can help us tell the story a little bit of that. Kathy Dodestell, who's the American Legion Auxiliary National President. Good morning, Kathy. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
All right. So give us a little of the back history of that, the poppy that we sometimes see people selling or giving out or asking us to wear on that special day.
Sure. Well, the poppy became the memorial flower of the American Legion Auxiliary in 1920, and it's based on a poem read by Moena Michael, and it was written by Lieutenant John McCrae about the beauty of the red poppies growing abundantly on the fields, the battlefields in World War One. So National Poppy Day is always held the Friday before Memorial Day, and on this day we just ask everyone that they wear or display a red poppy, and it's basically a tribute to all veterans, and it helps spread the word about why the poppy is so important. Basically, by wearing a red poppy, you can show your respect to our fallen military, but really also to every veteran and active duty military currently serving.
How did the American Legion Auxiliary sort of become involved in this Poppy Day?
Well, as I said earlier, the memorial flower, it's our memorial flower for the auxiliary, and we grabbed it in 1920. We started, we just honored our veterans, our fallen soldiers. And since our mission has always been at the forefront of remembering our veterans and taking care of our active duty military, we sort of embraced the flower. And now we dedicate the Friday before Memorial Day as National Poppy Day, right, as a day to get the word out.
Now, I've seen poppies or have got them, and sometimes they're the little silk ones or whatever. At the early years, I suppose they probably used real ones at some point, right?
I think they did, although around Memorial Day, I don't think the poppies are quite blooming.
I see. It's all about timing in some of those things, too, but just obviously getting people to get it. So what is the American Legion Auxiliary doing now? Are they getting box loads of these in and getting ready to distribute them? What's usually the procedure for that?
In the next 2 weeks, you'll find people at your local stores passing out poppies. We actually donate poppies, and we take donations in return. We never sell a poppy, so if anybody wants a poppy, anybody can have a poppy.
Yeah. And I guess it's also good for anybody to sort of wear just to show that support, which is what we should be doing at this time of the year, really.
Absolutely. And it's a way to show our pride in our country and our thankfulness for those who served and those who are still serving today.
Kathy, what other things does the auxiliary do?
We have tons of other programs. There's something for everyone. But one of our big programs is our Americanism program. And that's where we go out in the community and educate people on how to take care of the American flag and how to properly dispose of the flag. And we teach a lot of the children how to do that as well as teaching the Pledge of Allegiance and things like that.
Our guest today is Kathy Dodestell, American Legion Auxiliary National President. Again, the National Poppy Day is coming up May 28th, but you can also wear this on as well before Memorial Day, through that weekend as well, and also remember to fly the flag in honor. Kathy, we appreciate your time this morning. If people want to find out more about Poppy Day or learn more about the auxiliary, where's a good place to get that?
You can go to poppydayusa.org or to alaforveterans.org. Or another thing is to call your local American Legion post.